From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
An unfathomable amount of wine and champagne will be purchased for Valentine's Day consumption. But why do we choose the wines we do? How do we really decide what to uncork? The answer may surprise you.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. epicstyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. epicstyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
When shopping for wine for personal consumption or close friends, most consumers choose what they feel safe or familiar with. No risk, no anxiety. However, the stakes can be particularly high when you're trying to impress a Valentine's date or your picky boss who's coming for dinner. That takes a little more thought. But sometimes stress kicks in, especially when your job or your romantic future may be on the line. Behavior experts say that in these situations, most of us will lean toward a wine or a champagne that looks classy and expensive, because many wine purchases are based on a desire to impress, gain prestige, or attain a higher station in life. Research has found that consumers will first look for wines they have prior experience with. The second strongest impulse is to follow the recommendations of someone in the know. The varietal itself is the third most powerful buying criteria. How you buy your wine may also depend on your gender. One survey showed that women are more likely to be label conscious, while men are more likely to ask for directions. Miracles never cease. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.